Jerry Bader Show, 947 from Milwaukee for the State Republican Convention this weekend. We'll be putting a lot of videos up starting this afternoon at the Jerry Bader Show Hub at jerrybadershow.com. Show tomorrow, which I'll be recording in the morning, playback, whatever station you are listening to right now, WTAQ Green Bay, WHBL Sheboygan, WSAU Wausau. A lot of good interviews, a lot of portions of speeches. I have an exclusive interview with Indiana Governor Mike Pence, who's the keynote speaker tomorrow night. So a lot of stuff going on from the convention. Before I start talking about what the media is trying to make the convention about, what this convention should be about, before we get to that, yeah, I know the Brewers lost last night, and May is not off to a spectacular start. I understand all of that. I am not terribly afraid that May is going to look like May of 2013, whereas April has looked even better than April of 2013. They're still a good team. It's been, you have those extra inning games. They're still banged up. I'm not panicking. We'll see how they come back in these next two games against the Reds. I think in terms of beating divisional rivals, especially divisional rivals that are expected to be competitive for the division title, which is pretty much everybody except the Chicago Cubs, I think coming back and taking the series would be big. I think losing the series 2 out of 3 would not be horrible. Getting swept would. You just don't want to set that tone, the oh no, here we go again. And you don't want to do that. Jason says they'll be fine. At this point, I agree with that completely. I do not see an issue. It'll come around. They are going to be just fine. They're still a good team. The late collapses in the bullpen are going to happen sometime. I mean, is this only the second time this year they've lost 2 in a row? I could be wrong on that. I could be corrected on that, but it sure hasn't happened very often. And I am not particularly worried. I'm just not. Just not all that worried about that. So, in any event, we'll see how they do tonight. By the way, oh man, is this annoying me? So in my hotel room, and I'm going to ask the front desk, I can't find the Brewers game on TV. Now, I'm here in Milwaukee, so I'd have to listen to the Milwaukee station on the radio. Jason, the radio in this room is FM only. There's no AM band. What's with that? Really? So I was keeping update online as to how they were doing. So there's that. All right. As I said, the Republican convention, which is getting underway today, and then you've got the voting of the resolutions and such tomorrow. The media has been having a field day with a small fringe element of the Republican Party, small but not inconsequential. And that's where I want to go with this. Small but not inconsequential, fringe, wingnut element of the Republican Party, kooks, who are trying to hijack the party. The media, of course, is gleeful, delightful in reporting this in an outsized fashion. That, see, got all these nuts, and you got this, the Republican Party, all of this. It's a four-game series. I'm sorry. It is a four-game series of the Reds. I keep forgetting that, Jason. Well, then a split, then I have to revise that. A split would be fine. A split would be great. Well, 3 or 4 would be great. A split would be fine. And even 1 out of 3 wouldn't be catastrophic, but it would be eh. And getting swept in a four-game series, of course, would be catastrophic. Why do I keep forgetting that it's a four-game series? It's the second time I've done that on the air. Anyway, back to the topic. There are those on talk radio who are trying to blame this talk radio in the state exclusively on the media. I don't. I expect the media to exploit this. Why would you expect anything else? I'm sorry, but we do have to look at the way the party has handled this. Dan Bice posted a piece last night at JS Online that goes to the heart of this. Now, some of you are going to think this is a hit piece by Bice. I don't, and I have a personal reason for not feeling that way. Let me read just a little bit of this to you. Meet Michael S. Murphy, architect of GOP upheaval. To understand the secession and nullification resolution and the anti-Common Core proposals being voted on at the state GOP's convention this weekend, you need to know Michael S. Murphy. He's a prominent party official, a leader of the libertarian faction within the state Republican Party, and a Milwaukee cop. The guy is also completely outrageous. Murphy, unrelated to the Milwaukee alderman of the same name, has called secession as American as apple pie and spoke at a pro-nullification conference in Waukesha earlier this year. For those of you not aware, and I shouldn't assume that you are aware entirely of what Bice is talking about here, there's a resolution tomorrow that would recognize the state's right to secede from the union and nullify federal legislation. These are fringe elements. Yet, this guy has positions of authority within the Republican Party. I've had dealings with Michael S. Murphy. He's nuts. He is a conservative Graham Zelensky. He is off the deep end. I have copied and pasted screenshots of Facebook exchanges I've had with this guy. He's a loon. He's a whack job. What is he doing in a position of authority in the Republican Party? This is what I'm talking about. Further, guys like him are painting the entire Tea Party wing as extreme. And we have to deal with this as a party. Not everybody who supports the Republican Party is a rhino establishment Republican. One of the leaders on this, Jim Steinecke, state representative from the Fox Valley, comes literally from the Tea Party. He helped form the Fox Valley group. He's not a rhino. Yes, there are rhinos. Those who don't accept the radical fringe of the Tea Party movement aren't rhinos. And the Tea Party movement has to become more discerning, or the entire Tea Party movement will be marginalized. Is that what you want? I don't. I want the Tea Party, the grassroots Tea Party, to be healthy. There are a couple of pieces on that today. On the national level, Kim Strassel talks about this, that these national groups with names you would recognize, putting forth just weak, unvetted primary candidates in U.S. Senate races. It's hurting the cause. And these groups are not the grassroots that the Tea Party started as. And I want to say again, for the most part, the Tea Party movement in Wisconsin continues to be a smaller government, genuine grassroots effort. But there are elements of it that are trying to hijack it. And then the party goes and gives Murphy, this goofball, a position of authority. Positions of authority. He's our Graham Zelensky, said a longtime Republican this week to Bice, referring to the former Democratic Party official who was ousted over a series of outrageous posts on Twitter. It's easy to throw stuff from the cheap seats. But Murphy, an acolyte of Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, contends that he's simply trying to hold GOP officials to the conservative principles laid out by the Founding Fathers. Actually, no, that's not what Michael S. Murphy does at all, to be completely honest with you. I'm telling you, I have dealt with the guy on a personal level. And he was practically bipolar. He kissed my butt when he thought he needed my help, and then he would say outrageous things when he didn't like. He's just off the deep end. And we have to stop being polite about this. There's another piece out today. GOP legislators denounce secession resolution. In an unusual open letter, writes Right Wisconsin, 50 members of the State Assembly Republican Caucus urged delegates at this weekend's Republican convention to reject a resolution endorsing the right of secession. The letter, authored by Representative Jim Steinke, a Kokonah Republican, as I said, Jim's been on the cutting edge of sanity on this, says the resolution distracts from GOP successes. Unfortunately, a small minority of members wish to prove a meaningless point by voting on a resolution regarding secession. Today, we call on each of you to reject the worthless resolution, and then it is signed by it is signed by 50 lawmakers. Is it going to pass? No. Does it have snowball's chance in passing? No. It is not going to pass. It's going to be overwhelmingly rejected. I guarantee it. It's going to be overwhelmingly rejected. And the media is acting like this is something in play when it's not something in play. But that's what I expect the media to do. So I don't, well, I mean, I blame them. But you can't not blame the movement as well. More on this after the news. It's 9:58.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com. You can call...